is Ryan Hack here for your afternoon flight broadcast and to you from the Buzik Slumber and Home Center studio in downtown Bardstown. And I am joined here in studio by Ivory from New Pioneers for the green scene. Should have made sure your microphone was a little more adjusted okay. There beforehand. That's my bad.
Yeah. You're good. Thanks for having me today.
Of course. I assume you didn't get rained on too much on the way in.
No, not bad.
And hopefully the weather's going to be holding up for trick-or-treating tomorrow
it
night.
It looks like it.
Do you, I suppose, before we get started here, want to remind everybody, you know, where you're from and who you're representing here in studio today?
Of course. So I am with New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future, where we are a nonprofit organization that is based in Springfield, but we serve Nelson, Marion, and Washington counties. And our big three are education, demonstration, and advocacy for a more sustainable future for all. And this year, we're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary. So you can join us Friday, November 14th from 6 to 9 at the Sisters of Charity of Nazareth for our 20th anniversary celebration, which will have a farm-to-table dinner by a local caterer. We're going to have live music by the band 1050 Arrival, awards, testimonials, lots of good things. And tickets are available on a sliding scale cost. You can choose from $30, $50, or $100 and up. And along with that, we're raffling away $2,000, and you can purchase raffle tickets for $20 each to be entered into that raffle, and we will draw the winners at our anniversary celebration. And another program that we have coming up this November is a Parents' Night Out with the Craft Box. The Craft Box is a craft studio in Springfield, and we're partnering with them to offer any parents with kids ages 5 to 12, you can sign your kids up for this night. We'll do lots of fall nature-inspired crafts while you can have a date night, get some stuff done around the house, get an early start on Christmas shopping, whatever you want. This is Saturday, November 22nd from 5:30 to 8:30. Again, ages 5 through 12, and it's $30 each, which includes dinner and all the crafts.
So a little bit of a fun night for the kids and a little bit of extra, you know, breathing room free time for the parents.
Yes, exactly. That's the idea. Fun for both of you.
And so if folks are wanting some more information on these events or to keep up with you guys, what's a good way to do that?
Yeah, so newpioneers.org is our website. We also have a Facebook page called New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future. And you can also find us on LinkedIn and on Instagram. And we also have an email list that you can sign up for on our website that'll give you just a couple weekly, monthly reminders about some programs that are coming up.
Gotcha. Well, there's a few things that I think you were wanting to talk about in regards to, well, the time of year that we're in, not just autumn, but it's spooky season and Halloween is tomorrow. And, you know, aside from like Mike Myers or, you know, movies like that, or the prospect that you're going to only get like, I'm actually not going to name any candies in particular. That would be horrific to find or anything, but because I don't want to offend anybody if I mention their favorite. It gets pretty serious, the candy discourse for Halloween. But there is something that is a little scary about Halloween and the way we celebrate it.
Yes, there is. So actually, my kind of hook for today is that Halloween sends about 2,000 tons of plastic waste, 1 billion pounds of pumpkins, and 600 million pounds of candy to the landfill each year. So a lot of times, the waste is a lot scarier than the haunted houses and all the events you are attending every year. So today, we're just going to talk about some ways to be spooky and sustainable this Halloween.
Those statistics there are, you know, jarring because, you know, obviously 1 billion pounds of pumpkins. Yeah, pumpkins are heavy, but you think, going to a landfill? Is it those pumpkins? They rot pretty well in the yard, you know, that's how they grow back, you know.
They do, but, you know, when they're compacted in a landfill like that.
They don't.
They're whole, they really do take a crazy long time to break down.
Not only that, but, again, tons of plastic waste. You think candy wrappers, costumes that get thrown away, stuff like that. So what are some ways that we can kind of offset that waste?
Yeah. So number one, assuming you already have your costume ready and your house decorated, make sure you save all of those things for next year. You can even, if you're not wanting to use them for the same exact use, you can use some DIY skills to turn them into something else, like another costume for next year, you can change your decorations into some decorations for another holiday, something like that. And you could even host a decoration or a costume swap with your friends, your family, your neighborhood. The Nelson County Public Library last month actually hosted a holiday decor swap. So I'm sure that's something they'll do again in the future and something you can always host on your own. But then if you need a last minute costume and you haven't prepared for that already, first try to use something that's already in your closet instead of resorting to a big store. And if you can't find anything in your closet, try to shop secondhand or get creative and do something a little crafty that you can find.
You know, if you're going to be doing a costume again, like you'd be surprised what you can find, not only for inspiration or materials going to a thrift store. We've got a great one here in Bardstown.
Yeah, lots of great ones.
Fabulous finds. Yeah. it's a great place to go.
That is. And some other tips is if you haven't shopped for your Halloween candy yet, is to try to buy candy that has recyclable or compostable wrappers. So this would be 100% aluminum foil you can recycle. And then cardboard boxes you can recycle or compost. So some candy you might find with these wrappers are Hershey Kisses, Junior Mints, or Milk Duds. And be sure to educate your trick-or-treaters while you're handing out the candy and let them know that this is recyclable or compostable. Another option, probably for more like intimate parties with friends and family, is buying unwrapped candy in bulk and wrapping it yourself with sustainable materials, even like reusable cloths, reusable bags, or even making your own candy. A lot of people make like popcorn balls and that sort of stuff this time of year. And then moving on to the pumpkins, a big thing you can do is compost your jack-o'-lanterns and your decorative pumpkins this year instead of throwing them away. Every single part of the pumpkin is actually compostable, as long as you remove the candles, paint, or any other decorations, of course, first. And you can speed up the composting process by cutting it up into smaller pieces. And if you don't have a compost pile at home, you can always contact local farmers and see if they're interested in taking your pumpkins to either feed livestock or to contribute to their compost piles.
Yeah, the pumpkins, of course, again, easily, you know, something that you can add to if you compost, it can add to your garden. I'm not very good at keeping plants. Not really any fault of my own, honestly, but it just, in my experience when I was growing up, the neighborhood cats had trouble killing the pumpkins as well as they did other plants that I had. But it would be easy to get pumpkins every year because the ones you had in the fall, you just leave to, you know, rot in the garden. Animals would get to it and they'd spread the seeds for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and a lot of people, I mean, even if you don't have a compost pile or garden, I've seen a lot of people literally just like throw them at the edge of their backyard and then next year you'll have pumpkins for free.
Yeah, exactly.
They really take little to no maintenance whatsoever to grow here. So
if anything, you should be careful where you put them because they will come back if you lay them there.
That is a good point. Another tip you can use for trick-or-treating is using a pillowcase or a reusable bag that you already have instead of going out and buying a bag specifically for trick-or-treating. This way you can use it all throughout the year and it hopefully doesn't just get thrown away or shoved in a box for the rest of the year.
And, you know, that's a great way for kids to have more space for more candy, too.
Yeah,
depending on the size of the pillowcase.
You can fit a lot in there.
One of my funniest, I think, I was rather young. It's a trick-or-treating story, you know. So it was like, you know, last year or something like that. But I was just in the neighborhood. My parents were taking me and my sister through, and it was later in the evening. And there was a rather tired couple sat on the porch. It was cold. They wanted to go back inside. But they saw that I had a massive pillowcase, and so they knew that I had the space for them to like dump the whole rest of their bucket right into my bag, which made me a really happy camper there that evening. But also, that same pillowcase, you know, served me for years and years afterwards. Whereas, you know, later years, or perhaps, you know, that little plastic pail, as cute as it might look in a few photo ops, it, again, is just, it's not something that you can wash and put back on a pillow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like you said, if you're carrying around a big pillowcase, you may be more likely to get more candy. So, win-win there.
Strategy for the kids and grandkids.
Yeah, exactly. And another thing you can do is if you're trick-or-treating in like your neighborhood, downtown, any public places, you can keep an eye out for trash and pick this up along the way. A lot of people practice just carrying a little baggie with them anytime they go on a walk. That way, if they see trash, they can pick it up. And that's a good way to also educate your neighbors. If they see you doing it, you can tell them, you know, why you're doing it, talk to them about recycling, composting, that sort of thing.
Not only is it a good thing to see being done in the neighborhood, but it's also a little bit of a reminder to people that they can do that too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so while the kids may be carrying their pillowcases for the trick-or-treating, you know, whoever's with them can, again, carry like a bag to pick up trash. Of course, you know, always good to keep an eye out for, you know, what trash you might be picking up depending on where you're walking. But again, candy wrappers, you know, that doesn't belong there in the,
exactly,
in the grass.
Yeah. And I mean, it'll make your neighborhood look nicer as well. So yet again, another kind of win-win right there. And then my last tip for Halloween comes for those who are hosting a Halloween party. And my tips are to use reusable or compostable dinnerware instead of throwaway dinnerware. And you can also make sure you have recycling and or compost bins readily available for your guests, and make sure you tell them at the beginning of the night that they're there so they're properly being used. But in conclusion, we can make this the most sustainable Halloween yet by prioritizing the 5 R's of sustainability, which are refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle, and rot. And rot refers to composting.
So when you say refuse there, I think some people may have only heard like the 3 R's, reduce, reuse, recycle. And so rot implies, again, the composting. Yes. What about that refuse part?
So refuse kind of comes into the trying to buy secondhand or using what you already have instead of buying something new first. Just a simple act of refusing to buy something new or buying something that would lead to overconsumption is just a really big part of sustainability and trying to use what you already have or shifting what you already have into something that you can use. And then yet again, the rot really comes into play with compost, mainly with your pumpkins. And you can also do this with like gourds or if you have any other like annual plants that, you know, you're not going to be able to replant next year. So all 5 of them really do come into play this season.
Absolutely. Yeah. So not only can we, of course, enjoy Halloween as we should, but we can do it in responsible ways so that we can better enjoy it for years and years to come. Of course, keep the tradition going in a healthy and sustainable way. Any final notes you want to leave off with here? I didn't know if you could tell us how it is that you're going to be celebrating. If you care to give us a hint here, do you have a costume planned or anything like that?
I do have a costume. I'm going to be Lady Rainicorn from Adventure Time.
Lady Rainicorn.
Yes.
Nice.
And all of my outfit is secondhand or stuff I had in my closet already. So not really much came into it.
So is anybody going to be Jake the dog?
My boyfriend is going to be Jake the dog, and his outfit is really simple too. We literally just found a yellow sweatshirt that we already had at home and a yellow hat we already had at home.
You're going to paint his face yellow too?
I don't think we'll go that far, but
it happens that way.
Lots of people. I respect the people who do.
In my house, we're going a Snufkin and Little Mai from a Moomin. So, it's going to be fun. I think that does it for us here at the Green Scene, a Halloween edition here to celebrate sustainably. Glad to have you with us, of course.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We'll be back, I suppose, in 2 weeks from now?
Yes, on the 13th, I'll be back here.
All right, well, we'll look forward to it. And, of course, we'll have this recording up on your all's website, too. That's right. And so where can they get in contact, stay in contact, stay up to date with you guys?
Yes, so newpioneers.org is where you can find everything you need to know about us. On our resources tab is where you will find our radio archive, along with like newspaper stories, local resources for recycling, composting, all of those things. And then you can also follow us on Facebook at New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us here.
Thank you.
The afternoon flight continues, and here for our Thursday, we'll be back with some more music in just a moment right here on The Rocket.